My name is Councilor Nick DePore, Chair, and I now call this Planning and Development Committee meeting to order. Please note that assisted listening devices for use in the council chambers are available upon request from staff and the clerk's office. Please ensure that all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. Are there any members of council who have to disclose a pecuniary interest? Seeing none, next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. I will read out the titles associated with the items on the agenda. Members of the Planning and Development Committee may ask for an item to be held so that it can be further discussed. Please indicate your intention to hold an item by pressing your request to speak button. First person on the list will be given an opportunity to speak for the first to the item. If an item is not held, the motion is deemed approved on consent. No further discussion on the item will take place at this meeting, and the recommendation will go forward to Council for our consideration at the next meeting. So, deferred business, recommendation from Heritage Caledon regarding naming recommendation for Palgrave Parkette. Approved on consent. Staff report 2017-68, extension of interim control bylaw, BL 2016-058. Councillor Mezzapelli. As we held, report 2017-64 regarding recommendations for allocation of designated heritage property grant funding for 2017. Approved on consent. Heritage Caledon report dated May 8th, 2017. Approved on consent. Recommendation from Heritage Caledon regarding the naming recommendation for Southfields Neighborhood Park. Approved. And the confidential session, confidential staff report 2017-12 regarding advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communication necessary for that purpose. Appeal options for Committee of Adjustment decision number B010-16-3264, Charles Side Road, Ward 1. Approved on consent. Okay, we will now move into the public meeting portion of this evening's agenda. The public meeting is regarding the renewal of a temporary use zoning bylaw 1289 here Ontario Street West, half lots 21 and 22, concession 1 EHS Chincoozie, parts 234 RP 43R-34612 Ward 2. The purpose of the public meeting is to gather input from the public concerning the application. Any members of the public who have written concerns or appeals dealing with this application being heard should be directed to the town clerk's office. Any interested persons wishing further notification regarding the application are advised to clearly print their name and address on the notification list on the table at the entrance to the council chambers. Following the presentation, members of the public will be invited to approach the podium, clearly stating their name and address for the public record, and provide their comments. If you have presentation material, please provide a copy to the recording secretary at the desk to your left. Please note that any information submitted this evening will form part of the town's record. Following public comment, members of council will be invited to ask questions of the presenter regarding information contained within the presentation. Please note that the members are here to listen to the comments and from the public and are not here to provide an opinion or debate the matter. I'm going to ask Towns Community Planning Development West to confirm notification was conducted in accordance with the Planning Act for the public meeting concerning the matter. Lane?
Through you, Chair, thank you. Proper notification was given. Notice was placed in the Caledon Citizen and Caledon Enterprise newspaper on April 20th, 2017, and signage was also posted on the property.
Thank you. I will now call upon Jason Afonso from Glenschnar and Associates to begin his presentation. I was going to do this one.
Can I go to the next slide? Okay. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of committee. My name is Jason Afonso, Glenschnar and Associates, Inc. We are planning consultants on behalf of Argo Caledon Corp., who is seeking renewal of the temporary use bylaw for a temporary new home sales pavilion. The lands subject to the application are located at the southeast corner of Huron Ontario Street and Old School Road, municipally known as 12891 Huron Ontario Street. Is this a pointer as well?
Yes.
Okay. The majority of the lands are used for agricultural purposes, and a portion of the lands are currently used for the existing temporary new home sales pavilion. The lands are currently surrounded by agricultural uses on the west, to the north, and to the east, and the existing Argo development subdivision to the south. The lands are designated prime agricultural area in the town's official plan, and zoned A1 agricultural, permitting agricultural uses. The portion of the lands used for the temporary sales pavilion is zoned A1 T10, which is the existing temporary use bylaw, which permits the temporary sales structure. So Argo Development Corp is seeking renewal of the existing temporary use bylaw to allow for the continued use and operation of the existing temporary new homes sales pavilion. The existing temporary bylaw was passed in January 2014 to allow for the sale of homes located within the Argo subdivision to the south. So due to access limitations on here Ontario Street, resulting from the GTA West Corridor EA study, the sales pavilion could not be located within the subdivision and was therefore established off-site to the north. And due to the incompletion and suspension of the GTA West Corridor EA study, the applicant has not been able to receive draft approval for the second phase of the Argo subdivision, and therefore has not been able to complete the sales program for the remaining homes in the subdivision. And just for some context, phase one, where you can see my pointer, is it is sold out and built out. And phase two was, which is this area here, was referred to the Ontario Municipal Board for non-decision. Settlement for that appeal was reached, and a draft plan approval is pending an OMB order once a decision on the GTA West Corridor is made. And so given the expiry of the existing temporary use bylaw earlier this year, we are requesting renewal for renewal of the temporary use bylaw for an additional 3 years to allow for the existing sales pavilion to remain in order to complete the sales program once a decision on the GTA West Corridor is made and draft approval received. Thank you.
From the public? No. Do any members of council have any questions of the presenter? Oh, Councillor Shaughnessy.
Just going to have a little fun with you.
Of course.
Since nobody else is going to ask a question. Okay, so do you have any news on the GTOS corridor?
I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. I think that, there was some news recently that the province had extended the review panel for an additional year. I think there was a decision that was supposed to be made this spring, but as far as I know, they've actually extended the review panel for an additional year.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. As there is no further comments, I will declare this public meeting to be concluded. So this concludes the public meeting portion of this evening's agenda. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the staff reports that were held. So staff report, 2017-68 regarding extension of interim control bylaw BL 2016-058. The interim control bylaw 2016-58 be amended to extend the project for period for 1 year to enable staff to complete its review of the issues and formulate policies and regulations for commercial fill access soil operations. Mover, we have a mover, Mayor Thompson, and seconded by Councillor Mezzapelli. And Councillor Mezzapelli, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair DeBoer. I support the report. I just have one question. Reading the report, it speaks to the town receiving a number of inquiries with respect to fill, which obviously with an extension of the interim control bylaw, we will not be processing. Just wondering as a matter of process, whether these parties are registered with the town to follow this issue, whether we will be feeding this information back to them for their information.
Through you, Chair DeBoer, to Council Mezzapelli, they are on our list of contacts for notification.
Okay, so they will be made aware. Okay, thank you.
Okay, everyone's heard the motion. You want me to repeat it, or can we all vote on it? So all in favor? It's carried. Okay, that concludes the meeting for tonight. Thank you very much for coming out, Ms. Groves.